Blog Talk Radio.
I'm alright. Nobody's heard about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright.
Welcome to Own Your Life with me, your host, Dennis Carradine. The road to owning your success takes dedication, hard work, education, and change. This show is dedicated to helping you start on the path to owning your success and your life. Good evening. Welcome to Own Your Life. This is Dennis Carradine, your host for tonight. It's been a little while again. You know, life gets in the way and things do happen, but I am back talking to you tonight about how to shake a bad mood. But first, like always, let's go through the social media and get some of that stuff out of the way. Please follow me on the web at DennisCarradine.com or on my practice website at NewPerspectivesInc.com. You could also check us out at the foundation at TheTraumaSurvivorsFoundation.com. Like us on Facebook at, Facebook.com/Dennis Carradine Jr. Or Facebook.com/New Perspectives Inc. Or you can go to Facebook.com, the Trauma Survivors Foundation. You can also get us on Twitter at Dennis Carradine, at New Perspectives Inc., and at TTSF and the number 2. As always, you can follow me here on Wednesday nights, normally, in case something that happens, on blogtalkradio.com/Dennis Carradine. And if you have any questions about this show or other shows in the past or topics that you'd like to discuss or anything going on, or you'd just like to call and say hi, send me an email first at Dennis@NewPerspectivesInc.com. I hope everyone's well. I hope everyone is doing well for the spring right now. And it's always funny to me because once we start changing seasons, people start believing, or at least in their mind, that there is no possible way that you're going to be in a bad mood once you start changing the seasons. Like for some reason, here comes summer and you're not going to have one single day where you're going to be in a bad mood in the 93 days of summer. Not necessarily the case. Today we're going to talk about how to shake those bad moods, how to get rid of those bad moods. Also, you know, stay tuned towards the end. I got a couple of announcements for the foundation, some appearances, things like that. But today let's talk about this. We all know how it feels to be stuck in a bad mood, right? Bad days happen to the best of us, days where you just wake up in a really bad mood, or days where something or nothing has made you angry, sad, frustrated, disappointed, or just plain feeling like, wow, this is going to be a really bad day. Think about it. When was the last time that you were in a bad mood? And there was no real explanation for it. You were just in a bad mood. The tough part is that on most days, you still have to get up and go to work. No matter how much you want to stay in bed and pull the covers over your head, you still have to continue on. Kids are going to be demanding. Life is going to be demanding. You're going to be basically put in a position where life looks at you and says, suck it up, cupcake. You have no time to be in a bad mood. So today, I'm going to share a number of strategies that you can use to turn your mood around and get back to normal life as best as possible. Now, remember, some of this stuff, you know, it's about a bad mood. The things that I'm going to tell you are not about if you're having a string of bad days or you have a year of bad days or whatever it is. Remember, if you feel like you're having one bad day after another, or you feel stressed or anxious or even angry or sad for very prolonged periods of time, you know, I definitely would suggest probably looking into some professional help, going to seek out a therapist or a counselor. Hey, giving me an email or drop it in or come see me at the office or what have you. But, you know, once again, if it's a string of bad days, you're probably going to need a little bit more than my little pep talk here. You know, a bad mood. Let's talk about the process itself for a little bit. You know, a bad mood is frustrating, energy draining, miserable. You know, that's the bad news of what a bad news is. The good news is there are a number of ways to beat a bad mood. Many experts believe that our level of happiness is actually a learned skill which means that you can learn to shake a bad mood or look at the world through more optimistic eyes. Think about that, is that we can actually turn that frown upside down there, campers, right? Well, I mean, at least experts say that we can kind of control our moods, you know, and partly I agree. I mean, ultimately, we will get up, and guess what? There's going to be some bad days. There's going to be days where we just freaking hate the world. But we have to understand that we can also control that mood. If we recognize it, you know, we could figure it out. You know, for starters, realize that while being in a bad mood is no fun, being in a bad mood and trying to ignore the fact that you are is really no fun. So if you're in a bad mood, you don't want to ignore those feelings. While we may want to just ignore the feelings associated with being in a bad mood, doing so is typically just, it just prolongs the mood. Instead, be honest with yourself and take a look at what might be causing you to feel irritated or even ornery in any way. This doesn't give you permission to be rude and unpleasant to those innocent bystanders called our family and friends. It just means that you need to recognize and accept your bad mood in order to be able to do something about it. If you can also be helpful to it can also be helpful to tell someone that you're not feeling like yourself. Maybe you didn't sleep well, you're worried about your kids, maybe your in-laws are getting on your nerves. Simply sharing what's going on with a trusted friend can lighten your mood, believe it or not. Just be sure not to dwell on it and everyone you run into during the day. Doing this may very well kind of drag you and others down right into the garbage. You know, remember, talking about it is therapeutic. It's cathartic. It'll get you somewhere. I know a lot of people say, well, when I'm in a bad mood, I don't want to talk to anybody. Not the healthiest thing. Keep in mind, you want to do healthy things. Once you've accepted that you're feeling in a bad mood, it's time to take action to turn your mood and your day around. When you're in a bad mood, everything seems bad. Chances are you've experienced a number of good things before the bad mood descended upon you. But remember, when you're in a bad mood, it always seems like that you're in a bad mood. I've had people that have told me that when they're in a bad mood, they actually play music that will make them even in a worse mood. Or they'll talk about things, or they'll watch like depressing shows or whatever it is to kind of keep them stuck. And that's not where we want you to be. Keep in mind that the good things you appreciated yesterday, where you weren't as annoyed, are probably still there. You're just not seeing them. Spend a few moments and think of at least one or two things that aren't all bad. Or think about something you're looking forward to or a person you'd like working with. You can quickly generate positive energy by thinking about something nice that happened recently. A habit that many people have adopted is keeping a gratitude journal. I know this sounds kind of odd, but to do this, pick a time every day where you might try this right as you wake up or before you go to bed or even do it both at the beginning or the end of the day and write down five things that you are grateful for that day. It could be the person that opened the door for you, painting that the kids made, or that the sun is actually shining. Doesn't matter. But granted, it's easier to do days when you're feeling your best, but it can be challenging when you're in a bad mood. But this is exactly when it becomes the most helpful. Think about things that you're grateful for, that shows gratitude. You may have a day where nothing seems good, but when you force yourself to come up with some positives, maybe it's simply that you are alive and breathing. You snap yourself out of your negative mind, but your mind frame by thinking about those grateful things. Long and short of it, when the last thing you feel like you're doing is writing five positive things about your day, about your day, that's when you need your gratitude journal the most. Get involved with it. Enjoy that gratitude journal. Honestly, right now, while you're listening to the show, while you're listening to me, I want you to think of five things that you're grateful for today. Think of some real simple five easy things to think about. You know, what is making you feel gratitude today? Could it have been, you know, somebody doing something nice for you today? Could it have been just things going well at the office? Could it have been that maybe somebody smiled at you or they offered you something? Or that, you know, somebody that normally doesn't speak to you actually does speak to you today. Think about five positive things. You know, remember, you could also take a break. Taking a break could be good for us no matter what mood you're in. Okay, think about it. What can you do during a quick break to recharge your lift your spirits. Okay, after you write that little gratitude journal, whatever it is, you get into your day, okay, and you start doing things that ultimately may continue to get you in a bad mood, even though that the journal is there and you're trying to think about the positives, maybe getting up through the day, a few times through the day, taking a quick, simple break, you can do things that are going to help diminish that bad mood. Think about it. You can get up and stretch. You can go for a quick walk. Talk to a coworker instead of sending those emails. We are so techie now. We are so caught into emailing people that we forget that it's very simple just to get up and talk to somebody, okay? Maybe just sit quietly contemplating about life, and then breathing is always a good one. There's a neat breathing technique that you know, I've heard several times, but it actually does work. It just kind of gets your heart rate slowed down and so forth. It's actually the 4-7-8 method. It's you breathe in through the nose for the count of four. You hold it for the count of seven, and then you release it. You breathe out through your mouth for the count of eight. So breathe in for four, hold it for the count of seven, and release it through the mouth the count of eight. Do that for a couple of rounds. Now, hopefully you're not too tired through the day and it'll knock you out. But the reality is that if you do that, it starts bringing the heart rate down. Hopefully it kind of gets you in a little bit of better mood, you know, or what have you. You also, you know, you could sit there and as you're sitting quietly meditating about maybe, you know, the good things that are happening in your life, you know, future planning and so forth, you're breathing as well. And you're focusing on your breathing, which, you know, sometimes helps out, you know. You ultimately, and you got to think about it. This is interesting, you know, or at least in my mind, it's interesting. You want to stay in the present. You want to be able to take a few minutes and just learn to stay in the present or in the moment. It's absolutely one of the critical keys to being happy. Usually we're doing other things besides just eating that takes our minds a mile away from what we're actually doing. We're not staying in the moment. We're typically somewhere else. Okay. When you think about it, most of our thoughts are made up of either our past or our thoughts about our future. It can be hard to rein either of those thought processes in, but it can be done. The act of taking control of our thinking and our internal dialogue is what allows us to be present and stay in the moment. Realize that our minds wander, and that's okay. It's not being ADHD, it's just that our minds wander at times. With practice, you could train yourself to bring your thoughts back to the present moment once you have realized that they have wandered. Pretty simple, simple type stuff. Here's the, you know, maybe do something simple, okay? Start practicing being in the present right now, okay? Do this, you know, maybe right after you listen to the show. Okay, maybe try a couple of these little things that you could do. Okay, pay attention to the temperature. Notice the wind and what direction it's coming from. Listen to a sound that you hear and kind of hone in on the sound a little bit. And take note of all of your observations as though you were doing research and were going to report your findings to somebody else. Send me an email. Tell me what you found out. Taking note of the little things that are happening right now is a way of training yourself and the art of being present. After learning how to stay in the moment during everyday situations like taking a walk or even brushing your teeth or making your lunch, you can begin to apply this thinking to everything in your life. A great benefit to doing this is that you will also find that you'll begin to be aware of negative self-talk or replaying bad situations in your head or worrying about the unknown. Once you are aware of these things, you can stop them. And stopping this type of thinking in its tracks will leave you with the opportunity to lighten your mood. I think cool stuff. Okay? We got to change our negative thinking. That's our first and foremost thing about a bad mood. Negative thoughts can create or perpetrate a bad mood in a hurry. And thinking about positive thoughts, realize that you can only keep one thought in your mind at a time. We really can't put a billion thoughts. Once we focus on something, it's there. You can focus your thoughts on either negative or positive thoughts. You have control over that. And while it may seem that outside forces determine which way you'll go, the choice is actually yours. You choose what to focus on. Unhappy and pessimistic people focus on the gloomy and expect the worst to happen. Happy and optimistic people, on the other hand, expect the best to happen. So when you're feeling down in the dumps or setbacks or problems pop up, choose to focus on what's good about the situation and focus on finding a solution to the problems instead of complaining. You know, think about it. Think about something positive. It switches your mindset very quickly and very easily. Okay. I will admit to this, and it's sad. I don't think it's sad. Let me take that back. All right. I am the absolute king of second chances. I give a ton of people second chances. The problem is that after I give you a second chance and then you screw me over, what is it? Shame on you once, or screw me again, shame on me, whatever that phrase is. I am exceptionally dismissive after the second time. When I'm done with you, I am completely done with you. So my idea is that you got to watch the company keep. Well, we need to take responsibility for our thoughts and how we choose to view situations. We know that research from the University of Pennsylvania suggests that others' people's moods can be somewhat contagious. Awesome, right? The study concluded that we unconsciously mimic the people around us. For example, if someone in your presence is negative, speaks loudly with an edge, or is tapping his foot impatiently, you will absorb that mood. As a result, you will feel more irritable, less compromising, and more likely to yell at someone or send that hostile email you wished you had never, ever sent before. Moods are contagious. The key to overcoming the effects of people's bad moods is pretty simple. First, be aware of the effect that other people's mood has on you. Tune into your body language, tone of voice, and word choice. For example, when you are near someone who is frowning, how do you feel? You probably don't feel that great. Okay, so maybe you walk away from them. If you start to feel yourself getting pulled into the negativity, remind yourself that the negative mood is for the other is the other person's, not your mood. If you recognize other people having negative effect on your mood, don't be afraid to create some distance and engage in more positive activities. You know, there's always that friend that you call and you say, oh, man, I had a headache today. And that friend comes back and says, oh, a headache. Oh, I think I have a brain tumor and blah, blah, blah. Okay, maybe it's time to switch topic, or, oh, look, I got a thing. I got to get out of here. You know, you can change how you deal with the company around you. Biggest thing that we have, especially with bad moods, is it kind of sets it off, I think, is procrastination. If you've fallen into a habit of procrastination, that can certainly be a source of that bad mood. When we put off or ignore the things we need to do, the magnitude of the task can grow in our mind, causing us to feel overwhelmed and completely out of sorts. Okay? Think about the habits that you procrastinate, you know? Think about the types of actions that you do. You want to kind of brainstorm right now. Maybe take a piece of paper, I don't know, whatever you have in front of you, and write down the things that you know that you procrastinate yourself about. Okay, make a choice to focus on one thing that you've been ignoring or putting off, and just do it. Stop planning for when and just start. Jump in and do the worst part first. The rest will be a breeze. If you tackle the bad part, literally all that other stuff comes in pretty simple. Set a time limit. For example, file papers for about 10 minutes. Take it out of a box, file it. Or, you know, what I do is I put things in a box and I'll clean out the one box. I've been doing pretty well out of it. One of our offices, I got to clean out completely here, but the reality is I take it one box at a time. Alternate unpleasant jobs with the things you enjoy doing. And at the end of your work, give yourself a credit and acknowledge a job well done. Tell yourself, hey, you did a pretty good job. All right. Get moving. Here's a big one. You know, we know that the physical stuff that we can do will often generate a better mood. Okay, just like when you feel a decrease in energy, the best thing to do is to get your body moving. The same thing is true with turning around a bad mood. Exercise can be a great way to lift your mood. When you exercise, your brain releases endorphins, adrenaline, serotonin, and dopamine. These chemicals are often described as the feel-good chemicals. All right. In order to be successful at it, team up with a friend. Find someone to be your exercise partner. Don't choose just anyone. Pick someone who's full of energy, fun, and you look forward to spending time with. That way you'll feel and you'll want to exercise just to be with them because they're a positive motivating force. Join an exercise or a group fitness class. Group classes are a way to meet new people, have an instructor to lead the workout, and have a structured time to exercise. Play something. We use the word play in front of sorts because they are fun. You play tennis, you play golf, you play soccer, you play softball, or any other sport that you want to. Find a sport that you used to play when you're younger and take it up again. There's always adult leagues out there. And, it's funny. I read some research on this. Again, University of Pennsylvania, they suggest wearing proper fitting shoes. Be sure that you have a good pair of shoes for whatever activity you choose. Go to a good running or fitness store and have a salesperson help you find the right fit. Each type of shoe supports your foot differently, so you need to make sure you have the right one for you. Bring your old running or shoes or exercise shoes. The wear marks will tell the salesperson how you run. And bottom line is, when you're exercising, your feet feel good. Apparently, it puts you in a better mood, according to the University of Pennsylvania. It's kind of interesting. As you're doing all this, you want to chart your progress. Okay, create a chart and log your exercise activity. You'll feel great as you'll be able to see where you started and how far you've come. Don't do the exact same exercise routine every day. Mix it up. If you always run on the treadmill, run outside on a nice day. Or take a week off lifting routine and do a Pilates class instead. As soon as you feel your exercise routine becoming a rut, then also do. Listening to music can really boost your mood and help motivate you when you exercise. At the end of exercise or after you cool down, give yourself 5 minutes of relaxation. Just lie down on your back and let your body sink to the floor. Close your eyes. Relax. Feel the effects of exercise in your body. Look forward to the deep relaxation that can come after physical exercise. You may find that you start exercising just to experience the relaxation afterwards. It's kind of wild how that happens. Okay? We know that mood and nutrition go hand in hand. We know that you are what you eat. But did you know that food can affect your mood as well as your waistline at the same time? Poor diet can have a strong influence on your concentration and well-being. So help yourself feel better by making the right food choices. Eat regular meals. Skipping meals results in drop in blood sugar, which leads to feeling irritable and tired. Maintain your blood sugar level and your mood and energy by eating small amounts of food throughout the day. Many people find that eating 5 or 6 meals rather than 3 large ones help to maintain their mood in a more positive way. You got to stay hydrated, folks. Dehydration can cause you to feel sluggish and lethargic. Be sure to drink plenty of water throughout the day. And you want to practice moderation. Avoid using excess caffeine and simple carbohydrates. Some simple carbohydrates, white sugar, white flour, white rice. While caffeine and sugar offer a short surge of energy, that caffeine or sugar high is followed by a physical and mental crash. Also, while alcohol may provide a temporary feeling of well-being, alcohol is a depressant, folks, which can leave you feeling even worse, okay? And while they may taste good, fried and fatty foods will crush a mood in a hurry. And find balance in general. A healthy diet includes a mix of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, and protein. But each person has individual's needs based on age, gender, physical activity, weight and height, anything. If you're unsure of your nutritional needs, just consult your doctor or nutritionist, you know? We also know some good foods that help with mood, some things that are going to help you out there. Complex carbohydrates. Food rich in complex carbohydrates have been connected with regulating mood. Sources of complex carbohydrates include whole grain rice, breads, pasta, cereals, peas, beans, lentils, fruits, vegetables, and so forth. Get into the more complex carbohydrates. Omega-3s. These essential fatty acids appear to be an important part of a positive mood. Sources include salmon, flaxseed, walnuts. You know, protein. Eating foods high in protein is beneficial to mood as well. Various amino acids that form the building blocks of protein help to increase your body's energy and raise alertness. Some of these sources could be lean meats, fish, poultry, eggs, milk, yogurt, soybeans, nuts, and so forth. two B vitamins that you got to look at, B12, folic acid. They've been linked to positive mood. And folic acid sources include fortified cereals, whole wheat products, leafy green vegetables, asparagus, oranges, strawberries, cantaloupes, liver, eggs and beans, sunflower seeds, all have these really good sources of the folic acid. B12 sources, simple, fish, lean meats, dairy products. And again, you want to go back and consult your primary care physician or a nutritionist if you're having any of these questions. Remember, folks, I'm a shrink, so I try to look at what helps mood, and I could tell you so much, but remember, you know, your physical, your family doctor or your primary care physician can help you out a little bit more with that stuff. Okay, fixes that we could do. Okay, some real simple, quick fixes right now that as you walk out, you know, that when you're done listening, these are some quick, simple techniques that you can go and you could do. Okay, just some simple things that will help you lift a good mood. My always favorite is listen to music. Get a good dose of your favorite music. Sing along, dance, play some air guitar, who cares? Get in your car and sing at the top of your lungs. If it sounds silly, that's the whole idea of it. It's important to allow yourself to have a little bit of fun. I did this the other morning. I had a song that I hadn't heard in a long time and came on, and I was belting it out. The problem was is I stopped at a red light, and I had people looking on me at both on both sides of me like I was half nuts. But you know what? I was in a good mood. It was a great song. Hadn't heard it in years. So, hey, sue me, right? Make someone else happy. It's a nice little quick fix. Who could you cheer up today? Who could you thank for a compliment? Who could you send a quick handwritten note to? When we make someone else feel good, we generally make ourselves feel better in the process. Here's something fun, and we don't even think about this. Smile at everyone you meet today. It's okay to fake it at first if you need to, but pretty soon it will be real and it'll make you feel pretty good. Laugh. Great little simple quick fix. Tell some jokes. Seek out jokes. Funny people or funny shows, YouTube videos, whatever it is. When you laugh, you release those same feel-good chemicals that are produced by exercise. Definitely treat yourself. Pick a little something and treat yourself to it. Maybe it's a little chocolate, a movie, something else that just makes you smile. But treat yourself. And when all else fails, realize that it's normal to have a bad day. It's not the end of the world. And remember, all things shall pass. So some quick, simple fixes there. This is our down and dirty, quick how to shake a bad mood type of talk here. So I hope it helps. I hope any of these tips can kind of help you. Just go back, look at the mood that you're in, do some of those simple things, try to re-regulate exercise and breathing, watch the people that you're around and so forth. And I truly hope that this helps you out. So I got a couple of announcements here, some good stuff coming up. This Sunday, which is April 26th, I believe. Oh, God. Even before that. Let me start with Saturday, April 25th. And I'm going to give them a shout out. Two friends of mine, Dave and Tori, are getting married on Saturday the 25th. Which is pretty awesome, but it makes it even more awesome because yours truly, thank you very much, is officiating the wedding. I am so excited about this. I was so delighted that they asked me to do this, and I had to break out the old prayer book from years ago. And yes, yours truly is a minister with the Universal Life Church now of Sacramento, California. Thank you very much. And it has been a long time since I officiated a wedding. But Dave and Tori had asked me for that, so Saturday I will be officiating a wedding. I think it's going to be fantastic here in Wilmington. We're going to have an awesome time. I wish those two the best in the world. I wish them a happy marriage, a wonderful life, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a good time. So that's Saturday. Sunday, the 25th, Trauma Survivors Foundation. We are helping out American Art Tattoo, Dave Scott down there. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary in business, which is awesome. any time that anybody could celebrate 25 years in business is amazing. And this is a tattoo shop. American Art Tattoo, look them up on Facebook, look them up on the web. Really cool stuff. You know, a lot of their artwork even has that pinup look of years past. Some great stuff. So we're going to be down at Overtime Bar and Grill from 3 to 9 helping them out. I know it's a Sunday, but hey, you can still stop by, grab some food. We got Chris Arena. He's going to be down there. He's going to be helping us out with some acoustic stuff, some DJing stuff. We have some prizes. Dave over at American Art is going to be giving away raffling off, which I think the raffle tickets are only $5 a piece. Raffling off a $100 gift certificate for a tattoo, two $50 gift certificates for a tattoo. We have an acoustic set by Chris that's going to go off, and a few other things. We have gift certificates from Overtime. So come down, help support us, help support American Art Tattoo. Maybe you get down there and you want to get some ink done. Dave will be down there. You talk to him, and maybe he can get you set up. So that is April 26th, 3 to 9, over at Overtime Bar and Grill, over at 105 Kirkwood Square in Wilmington, Delaware. And obviously, not last but least, but some really good stuff with the Trauma Survivors Foundation. Had a meeting last night. I want to welcome some of our new board members there. Harold Bozeman, we got Lynn Feldbaumer, Matt Roseborough, Krista Maloney. They're all new members of the foundation. They're awesome people. They're helping us out. But one of our discussions last night was about our third annual Black Tie and Sneakers Gala. Folks, Friday, November 6th, this is going to be some serious fun. We have been planning this. We've been getting it together. It's starting to come together. Guaranteed this year, and we did last year. Last year sold out. We were standing room only. This is going to sell out even earlier than last year. So if you were listening to this and you have not bought your tickets yet, don't wait till September, because they're going to be gone, baby. You want to get your tickets early. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be good stuff. We had started getting some auction items in. We have 7 trips to the Caribbean to give away in an auction item. 7 trips to give away, which include St. Croix, Antigua, Barbados, St. Lucia. Come on, bring it on. You want to have a good time? We're at the Sheraton Wilmington South over on Airport Road. It's a gorgeous place. They are awesome over there with us. But we're doing food, we're doing dancing, we got beer and wine, we got that is an open bar. We want you to come down and have a great time. But the only way you're going to get in this year is if you get these tickets early, because we will sell out completely. So get to the web, go to thetraumasurvivorsfoundation.com. They are only $75 a piece. And here's the deal, couples, it's $150. For food, for wine and beer, for live entertainment, we have Debbie Martinez, our band. We have Bill Campbell DJing. We have a live band that is a hot band. They've really come down and play some seriously good music. Billy's always awesome, spinning the tunes. For $75, you can't beat it. And it all goes to the Trauma Survivors Foundation. So definitely get yourselves to the web, traumasurvivorsfoundation.com. Get down there. Make sure you get these tickets, because I want to see you down there. I want to have a good time with you. And make sure you get your tucks and chucks all set up. There's special rates, all that great stuff. It's all on the website. It's all on our Facebook. So get there and do it. So I hope you had fun tonight. I hope you learned a couple little ticks. Thank you for joining me. And make sure you come back. Join me on Wednesday nights here at blogtalkradio.com/Dennis Carradine. Please be good to yourself and the people around you. Make sure those people in your life know that you love and that you care for them. Do me that favor. Make sure that you hug your loved ones tonight and tell them that you do love them, that you do care for them. I think that would be awesome. All right? Have a great night. I'll see you soon. Too late.
my cup, put some nigga in it. Take a sip, sign the check. Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop, skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon roll.
Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up.